Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the HR Sessions podcast. This is a special welcome back. We always say this like in the podcast, but it truly is like a welcome back to us and to our listeners. To start off, if you don't know like who this is or who this is talking, my name is Sydney Evans, and you know, I'm one of the co-hosts of the HR Sessions podcast along with Holly Reeser. We did this podcast, Holly, was it like a year and a half ago or something? Yeah. We started it.
It feels like forever ago. I think it was a year,
Or I guess we haven't done it for a year and a half, but we started it like 3 years ago. I don't even know. It's not that long ago, but it feels long.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, but it feels like a whole lifetime. If you're one of our, I guess, our OG listeners, Holly, and by the way, I'm here with Holly Reeser. She's our other co-host. We'll get more into who we are in a little bit. But basically, we started this podcast back in college. Holly, I remember you always wanted to get into podcasting, right?
Yes, yeah, because I remember, I think it was during COVID, if I remember, and I was
probably
locked up inside trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I was like, okay, maybe I can make this podcast thing work, and I had connected with someone in the HR field, and they said mm-hmm. that they use this platform, so I was very interested, and then I talked to Sydney, and it was like, from there, we just took off, and we both really enjoyed it, so I'm glad we can make it happen now, but yeah. That's kind of the history of it.
Yeah. And then I think we just got like busy because we're, you know, we're HR professionals. We're, you know, business women. We got busy. No, I'm just kidding. But we did get busy though. And it was like, we had other things we wanted to focus on, but you know, I speak for both of us when I say that we really missed it and we love talking and hearing ourselves speak. So we had to get the podcast going again.
Yes, no, exactly. And for a little bit there, we were kind of running a book club, and that was really awesome and good for like development. And I don't know, it was a really good time. And I'm just glad we're getting back in the swing of it too.
Yeah, me too. And like, if you're a new listener, so like I said, we did this podcast in the past, and that's when we were, you know, college students at IU, and so a lot of our podcasts were with HR professionals, just to like hear like how they got into HR and to like give advice like towards students. That was kind of our like main audience, I guess. But we're both like into our careers now, so we can actually like speak on this experience, you know?
Yep. No, and it's funny too, because like I'm not a big podcast listener, so I don't really know where it all came from, but I just thought, like, I think it would be really awesome. Who knows? Even if we get one person to listen into, like, I just felt like it would have been really nice to have something where there were people graduating and they were trying to figure out how to get a job or an internship, and they were explaining how that whole process worked, because sometimes school can't prepare you for the real world. So it's like, this would be really nice to have, so.
And yeah, we can still speak on that part, but now, you know, you have 2 years under your belt. I have like a year and a half. And so we can actually like speak to some of these like HR concepts, where before it was kind of like we were assuming like based off our classes or maybe our internship experience. But now we can actually be like, I did this last year, or, you know, I dealt with this. So I'm really excited to kind of talk through all these different topics with you.
No, same here. And it's crazy to even say like 2 years we've been working.
I know, it feels like I've been working for like 10 years. Like I feel like a true adult these days. I mean, yeah, I don't know, I just feel so, I see like the college students or talk to them and I'm like, they are children, you know what I mean? They're like literally they're like a year younger than me or 2 years, but it's like just such a big difference when you get into the workforce. And I hope listeners can also like hear kind of the difference in our podcast as well, now that we have things we can actually speak to. So I'm just excited.
Same. And I loved when we were able to talk to the HR professionals and just some people that we were connected with, and having them on the podcast. That was so much fun and such a good way to get connected. But I'm also really excited for this kind of new chapter of just Sydney and I talking and sharing our experiences and our stories. So really excited for that slight change, and you know, still open to having people on the podcast, but I'm excited for this shift and just giving our perspective on
the world. Me too. And like you said, like, we can still have, we'll still have guests and have, you know, friends on and everything like that, but most of the time it'll just be you and me, so everyone get used to our voices. You'll be hearing us a lot. Hopefully it's not too annoying, but that's what you have to look forward to. But yeah, I would love to talk about, I mean, like we said, it's been like a year and a half. I think we're very different people. A lot has happened. Holly, I know when we were recording the podcast last, I mean, you graduated a semester early, so you were actually like a working professional then, but you know, your role has changed so much. So can you just talk about kind of the last year and a half, what's been going on?
Yeah. So, during like COVID and everything, I was just like, I'm just going to graduate early. And mm-hmm. I think I shared this on the episodes before, but, I was very, very lucky to get a full-time position the month after I graduated. So graduated December, 2020, mm-hmm. then got a job January, 2021. Mm-hmm. So, started out as an HR coordinator for Performance Health. Mm-hmm. And, there I was working in the Indianapolis distribution center for, our Indianapolis location. And, mm-hmm. I was their HR support there. So I got to work with hourly associates that work on the warehouse floor. And, it was a really, really good experience. And I was there for a full 2 years. Yep. Hit my mm-hmm. full 2 years in the warehouse. Awesome. And in that time I had moved from HR coordinator to HR generalist. And then as of last month, I was recently promoted to HR business partner. So now awesome. I am a fully remote worker, and it's only been, I think exactly a month that I've been working from home, and it's been awesome.
Yeah.
It's so, so different. 'Cause I traveled in to the DC Monday to Friday. So mm-hmm. a lot has changed, and instead of supporting the distribution center, I now support the commercial team. So these are a new set of teams that I've never worked with before. So sales, marketing, customer service, just a mm-hmm. bunch of different departments. So it's so exciting. So much development just in this first month and a half, especially adjusting to remote environments. So no, it's been amazing. I've been so lucky. And in 2.5 years, I've been able to be promoted twice. So I feel very, very lucky.
Yeah. So, no, that's amazing. That's awesome, Holly.
A lot has been going on.
And I think you working remotely too is like really cool. And like, I want to dive more into that too at some point, because I think we did a podcast where it was about, because I had like a remote, like part-time role, or was just doing everything remotely. And then you were going like into the office. So we were kind of comparing like the working environment and like culture and engagement. So I think we'll need to like revisit that again to talk about all the differences and everything.
No, 100%. And a lot of people that I work with are remote. So it's, again, a whole different world. So would love to.
Awesome.
But yeah, a lot has been going on the last couple of years, but I'll pass it over to Sydney. I want to hear about your experience as well.
Yeah. I feel like the last time I was on the podcast, I was probably working at Anvil part-time. I took over someone's maternity leave when I was still in college. Because like I said, I graduated semester after Holly. So it was like March 2021, which I think is like around the time we maybe did our last podcast. So I was probably like still figuring things out. I was probably like stressed and all those podcasts, like, someone please hire me. Like, I'm begging you. But yeah, I had that part-time, like, temporary role. It was remote, and that was a really great experience. It was at a really tiny startup called Anvil, literally 10 employees, which I, like, think is funny. Like, it's just, how is that a company? It's so tiny. So I did that, and I was, like, that classic, like, HR coordinator, like, just very entry-level, but it was really great to get, like, access to leadership, but then also, like, just using the different HR systems, because I didn't really get that in like an internship or anything. So I did that. Like I said, it was temporary until August. So I was, you know, it was temporary. I needed a full-time job. And Anvil is a part of a portfolio of companies under High Alpha. So I was like every day just looking for jobs within the High Alpha portfolio. And I got so lucky that one of their companies, High Alpha Innovation, was hiring a talent coordinator, which was like exactly the job I was doing. Like it was very easy to interview because I had like directly like the exact experience. So I was working both those part-time. And then when I was done with Anvil, I transitioned to full-time in August of 2021 as a talent coordinator. And then took on kind of more and more responsibilities and eventually was promoted to an HR generalist. So as the name suggests, I do a little bit of everything, and Holly can relate to that, of course. Mm-hmm. And then I also work, so my company, we're basically a startup that launches startups, is like how I like to phrase it because it's kind of confusing, but basically the companies we launch, I work with their founders and I set up their payroll and benefits, which has been a really good working experience and like a learning experience and something I never thought I'd be doing. So yeah, if you'd asked me like 2 years ago if I thought I was doing any of this and like working remotely and like at this cool company, I never would have thought that. So it's been a great year and a half, 2 years. I love my company and the people at it. And yeah, staying involved. So is Holly. We're both like involved in Next Gen Talent, which I'm sure we should talk about sometime. Yeah. But it's basically like a business program for like, for business leaders that have an interest in talent in HR, and we're in our second year of the program, and that's been really fun to be in together. And there's more we could talk about that we're involved in, but we definitely kept it going like after college, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, and I'm thankful for Sydney too, because she'll give me different opportunities and are like, oh, are you interested? Like even in the Next Gen Talent, like that's how I heard about it. And
yeah.
Just the willingness to start the podcast back up again and introduce me to new people. And
yeah,
so that's why I feel like I'm really connected. So very thankful for Sydney. But the cool thing about your job I love is whenever we have these catch-ups, like once a month or whatever, we'll just talk about our jobs and Sydney will be like, yeah, I just got off the call with the CEO trying to set up his benefits. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh. It seems so daunting when you like first think about it, or when I was first doing it like 6 months ago, but now it's like, it's not as scary as you think. Like a lot of these CEOs are just like sweet, like older guys that like have daughters like my age. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're just like a dad to me, and like, they're not as intimidating as it seems, but it is cool to be like, oh yeah, I'm like friendly with all these like CEOs, and some of them are just like so sweet and kind. And so that's definitely been a unique experience. And I'm sure I could talk so much about benefits and payroll and that whole process. That's been a headache sometimes, but overall though, I've learned so much about it.
Just had such a good like foundational like understanding working with startups too. So it's like you could take that in any role. I mean, you would know from the beginning how it all works. So
no, literally, I'm like, I could just like, I feel like I could like set up a company from scratch. Like I could incorporate it. No, I couldn't. I don't know any of the incorporation like legal. I know some of it, like, but not enough. No, but awesome. I'm getting there. But yeah, so it's been a great 2 years for both of us. We're doing great, and I'm proud of us. And again, proud we're back to podcasting. We've talked a lot about, again, kind of our experiences, what we've learned, kind of what we want to like showcase as well.
Yeah. No, I agree. I am very proud of us as well, and still sticking with it. And, you know, just really excited for the next future episodes of the podcast. So, what can we look forward to for the next couple of episodes? We do have some outlined. Mm-hmm. So some of them are how to get promoted, how to go about one-on-ones, a job survival guide. So 10 critical tips, friend versus HR. So this one's funny. This is just making sure you're creating good boundaries as an HR professional to where you can still be empathetic and support people, but, you know, still, like, still have that professional. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about that one just because I've had to deal with this so much, especially like such a small company and like who I am as a person. I want to be like best friends with everyone, but you have to like, you can still be friends with people, but you have to like strike that balance. So that's one episode I'm like really looking forward to. And then also like, I mean, how to get promoted and like just job tips in general. Like, I feel like there's a few key things that I learned that if I like told people, then they would just do like I feel like I could like guarantee that they would do like well within their job. And I'm sure you have some great tips as well.
No, absolutely. No, it's so fun because like, even though we do have only 2 years of experience, I feel like there's so much to learn that's critical in the first couple years of your role. So the tips that we have and the different topics that we'll touch on will be huge for that. And then also things like performance management 101. So the basics, in person versus remotely. So just like we kind of talked that shift and that change and all that fun stuff that comes with remote work. And then lastly, we put in there AI. So mostly around ChatGPT. Not sure if anyone has used this before, but it is a very interesting tool, and it basically just kind of shows us a sneak peek and to where the future is heading and how automated things are getting and what we can expect as HR professionals and what we may see in the future. So we have a lot of good episodes coming up. I'm really excited.
I know. I just want to record them all now. And yeah, I'm excited about ChatGPT because that's just something that's been talked about so much within my organization just because like we're so innovative, of course. And so they're all like really interested in it. And I think it's really, well, we'll talk about kind of, you know, how it's maybe we use it maybe within our role or how we could see it like impacting recruiting or HR or just any like jobs out there and just what we've seen. And so I think like we'll love to like dive into these different kind of trends that we see, like quiet quitting, like that's another one, like all those things you see on LinkedIn, we really want to talk about and kind of give our viewpoint and what we've seen within our roles, which will be a lot of fun. I think, yeah, sorry, I have so much to say already. I'm like about to like dive into a topic, but I'm like, save it for the actual episode, right?
yep. I was about to do the same. No, I agree. I'm just excited because this is all being talked about in real time. Like I'm on calls talking about all these things. And even as like a coordinator or generalist, like you're still going to be involved in some of these things. And even if you're a recruiter or talent acquisition, whatever, I feel like it's very relevant to a lot of different parts of HR. So,
yeah, exactly. So kind of looking forward to the future. We have a posting scheduled. I think when we used to do it, we would just kind of throw it up whenever. And we would love to kind of have some more consistency when we post. So you can just, you know, wait, you know, put our LinkedIn notifications on, get so excited when we post, you know, look forward to that every Wednesday, or every other Wednesday. I was being sarcastic. I was like, I don't think anyone's going to be waiting, you know. I can't wait for their next podcast, but you know, who knows? That's what my parents probably do. My mom and dad are probably going to be waiting, you know, excited, the biggest fans. But we'll be posting every other Wednesday. This one you're listening to right now is being released April 26th. And then from there on, we'll just do every other week, Wednesday. I don't think a specific time, just whenever we post it. And we used to have a specific LinkedIn page for HR sessions, but now we're just going to post on our individual LinkedIn. So if you're listening to this, you're probably connected with one of us. So make sure to connect with both of us so you don't miss one of these great episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, last time I think we tried to build out like a Instagram and a LinkedIn. And I think honestly, if we just utilize the network that we have, it's just, it'd be a lot easier. So,
I love that we did an Instagram. That was cute, but like, who was following us on Instagram besides like our family and like friends? You know what I mean? Right, like, we right. should have done, like, a Twitter. Like, that's where the HR professionals are. Instagram right. makes no sense, but that's okay.
Live and we learn.
It's fun. Yep. Okay. And to give we kind of talked about it before with some of our future episodes, but we also wanted to, like, give a sneak peek into each next episode just to get you all excited and just to know, like, what's in store for next time. So our next episode, we're going to talk about, we said it already, our kind of job survival guide. I was kind of thinking of, like, you know, like Ned's declassified school survival guide. This is the job survival guide. So Holly and I will just be giving, like, you know, like 10 tips or just things that we think would be just really helpful for someone that, I mean, it could be making the transition to HR or someone that just graduated, or it could really be for anyone. I mean, I think you can always take advice and, you know, learn something new. So,
mm-hmm. No, that's great. So super excited for that first episode. And, yep. For the next episodes, mm-hmm. in the end, we would like to, kind of start a new tradition, I would say. So mm-hmm. we will end every single episode with a quote. And for this one specifically, this is from Mark Zuckerberg. And it says, treat your employees right so they won't use your internet to search for a new job. So thank you so much for listening in. And-